The next item on the agenda is item U, Judicial Council Legislative Priorities for 2015. It's an action item, and we welcome Judge Ken So and Mr. Corey Jasperson.
Thank you, Chief. The Policy Coordination and Liaison Committee is bringing to you the following legislative priorities for the Council in 2015. Essentially, there are three. They are set forth on page two of this item. The first deals with a method to continue to fund the courts, and included in that effort would be a request to extend some of the sunset dates on the increased fees. And as I understand that, sum would be worth about $40 million a year. Number two deals with seeking funding for critically needed judgeships, and we are requesting that we seek funding for 10 of the remaining 50 unfunded judgeships. We are attempting to be practical here after having conversations with a lot of the players that would fund these judgeships. And number three deals with legislation to allow the courts to use interpreter services in certain civil cases. Corey, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think Judge So has hit the highlights. We have some additional information in the memo regarding efficiencies. You can see the handful of efficiencies that we were able to get changed in statute over the last couple of years, and we will continue to work in that area. Happy to answer any questions in that regard. We also laid out for Judge Rubin three options, and there could be many, many more for seeking additional judgeships. That's laid out in the memo as well. I also inserted a little chart just to give you an idea of what the cost implications would be on the different scenarios for rolling out judgeships that you may find interesting there on page 10 of the memo. And finally, I included a attachment A, which is a very long list of all of the efficiency, cost recovery, new revenue proposals that were rejected by the legislature in the last 2 years. So happy to respond to any specific questions there.
And I'd like to thank the members of the PCLC committee for working through these proposals and priorities.
Thank you. Judge Rosenberg.
Just one question. Thank you, Chief. First of all, completely in support of your recommendations. They're right on. But is it appropriate to raise the issue of money that was borrowed from the construction funds? Is that being paid back, or has that just been forgotten or diverted, or what's happening with the borrowed funds? I use the term borrowed.
Right. Well, there were borrowed funds and redirected funds. The there's a schedule for the construction funds that were loaned to the general fund, and they'll be paid back according to the schedule over the next three or four fiscal years.
And you've heard nothing to indicate that that's somehow not happening.
No, nothing.
Okay,
nothing
that's
new.
Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. I'm sorry, Judge Tandon.
I think I may be following the noble example set by Judge McCabe, possibly tilting against a windmill here, but I'm going to proceed. I certainly am aware, as all of us are, of the desperate and precarious financial position that the courts are in, and I certainly support wholeheartedly the priority given to achieving adequate, stable, and predictable funding. I'm very troubled and concerned, as I know many other judges are in the state of California, by the movement that has occurred and is continuing to occur to a fees for services concept. We have seen general fund support, according to these documents we've seen today, decrease from 56% to 25%. And understand the practical realities present here, but I'm very troubled by what I also see as the diminution of the what has been described by Mary Beth Todd as our core mission, which is access to justice. Shifting cost to users will have the inevitable effect of inhibiting public access and use of the courts by the public. I think that's been borne out by the statistics that we have seen with lower civil case filings, family case filings. It certainly is borne out by common sense. So I am very concerned that by proceeding with a proposal which would include sponsorship of extension of sunset dates for increased filing fees in order to support the courts, that we are essentially setting forth our position, the Judicial Council position, that this is an appropriate cure to the budget shortfall. And I think that it inhibits and diminishes our core mission of access. I don't know how far we can carry this on or how far we should carry this on, but I think that we are dangerously close to moving into a mode of institutionalizing permanent increased fees in order to perform justice for most. As written, I just wanted to explain why I am going to vote no on this proposal, just so that people understand. I fully support every other concept in it.
The concern, and I think it's a legitimate concern after our discussions with the principal players dealing with the budget, is without these fees, it would directly affect the bottom line of the trial courts. And Martin, I think, has further comments on this issue.
Yeah, and Judge Chandiman, I think you're tilting at windmills when, and maybe I can unpack some of the language a little bit better, so that when we make a reference to a stable and reliable funding source or funding model for the courts, we're talking exactly about what you're talking about, which is what you're referencing is actually an unreliable funding source, because it ebbs and it flows depending on how users are using the system and how we are making the system available for users. And so I think it's part of what I was referencing in my earlier comments of the budget work to be doing during the course of this year, which is to figure out what is the formula potentially that provides more stability and more reliability, and fees are part of that discussion, I think, going forward. That we need to have, certainly in our branch, but then also with the Department of Finance as well as the legislature. Because the budget has shifted more off of the general fund and is more reliant on other sources. Those sources move up and down. And there's an argument, or at least a debate to be had, about how stable is that, stability being a relative thing. And so fees are actually part of that. And if that wasn't necessarily clear in the materials, I wanted to unpack a little bit more for that for the members, that that actually is part of the discussion going forward. But in the interim, you know, here we do face the sunset, and it's just a question of, well, can we get off of that and replace it with something else? Well, what is that something else? What is the right fee level structure, and how should it be adjusted or amended based on what is happening in the system?
Judge Back.
I wish I could be as articulate as Marty, but I had the same thoughts. I understand in the financing package that we have to adopt that these things have to be addressed. I just think it's sad that we have to, as a body here, vote on this type of issue, increasing fees. The people who can afford it aren't going to have any problem with paying the fees. That's not the ones we're concerned about. There's a whole lot of people out there that cannot afford these fees. Having said that, a little differently than Marty, I would be voting for it, because I think we are compelled by forces which we've been working against and with to make the type of decision that we have to make, to, as Ken says, to make sure we are doing the best we can to address the most people we can. And I certainly look forward to when we can vote on a reduction of fees. But it's just sad right now that we have to be voting on extending a sunset on the backs of those people who can't afford it.
And let me say, too, in one of my liaison meetings earlier this month, this very topic and exactly what you raised, Judge Tangeman, exactly what Martin has raised, exactly what you have raised, Judge Back, not so much new fees, but the lifting of the sunset was discussed, as well as the proliferation of other fees that have been coming up in the courts, but realizing that that is not the stable way to proceed and realizing that it is a justice for most. So that is very much discussed and very much a concern. So I appreciate your bringing all, I appreciate this discussion.
I want to also make another point of clarity. Your vote today is not a vote to increase fees. That is not what is in front of the council today.
Mm-hmm. Judge Rosenberg.
As a matter of parliamentary procedure, we could have two motions. One motion would separate the last part of recommendation number one regarding the fees. And so people could feel free to vote no on that. And then another motion relating to all the other recommendations. I would hate for Marty to feel compelled to vote against all the recommendations in one motion.
That troubles me a great deal.
Yeah. So.
So we can take the recommendations separately.
Could I make a motion?
Yes, of course.
I move right now only that portion of recommendation number one relating to the extension of sunset dates on increased fees. I move only that portion, and then I can make a second motion relating to everything else.
Can I get a clarification of what that means, what you
yes.
want to do?
It's only the last phrase in, do you have it before you?
No, I'm trying to get it online, but I'm not quite understanding what the consequences of that are. Are you against stopping the sunsetting? I don't understand.
No, I am moving the recommendation that begins with the words, including seeking the extension of sunset dates on increased fees implemented in fiscal year 12-13 budget. And then there's a listing of several fees that would be sunsetted. I'm moving only that portion.
Could I comment on that? I think that
there's no second.
I think that thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's actually backwards. I think what I would be voting yes on would be everything without that, and then that would be the second thing, and then I would vote no on that. If I vote no on the first, and then the second proposal would be, well, now how's about everything? Well, no again.
The second motion would be everything else.
Then that's fine. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to have clarification, Judge. I see in item one on page two, what you're seeking to do is after the word revenue in the third line up before the bullet, you want a period. And then that you would, your amendment, I believe, and I know you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is to delete the including seeking the extension of sunset dates on increased fees implemented in fiscal year 2012-13 budget, paren, the sunset date is July 1, 2015, comma, unless noted otherwise?
Not quite.
Okay.
What I'm doing is they have made three recommendations.
Yes.
I am simply splitting them into two parts.
Okay.
The first part is a motion to approve that part of recommendation number one relating to the fees.
Extending the sunset.
That's all I'm moving. And then Marty can feel free and others to vote no. And then the second motion would be to approve everything else.
One, two, and three. And that's what my second addressed.
Okay.
I haven't made the second motion yet. Have I made it clear?
Not quite.
Oh. No, not quite.
Okay, then let me withdraw my motion, and I don't know any other way to make it easy for Marty.
I can make it easier for me if you'll allow me. I will make a motion now that we approve 1 through 3 without that section.
Okay.
And then the second motion would be the motion to approve 1 through 3 with that section.
Right. That's the easier way to do it.
Is everyone clear about what section we're referring to?
Yes. Could you tell me which item number specifically? I can't find the page on it.
It's on page 2 in the binder under item number U.
Okay. This is Judy Ashman. I have it in front of me, but it is getting confusing for those of us who are doing it on conference call. I apologize.
Well, forget everything I said. It's Marty's motion to approve the recommendations without the extension of sunset.
And I will articulate it. It is to approve numbers 1, 2, and 3 as proposed, with one exclusion. The exclusion would begin under number 1 near the bottom of the first full paragraph, which starts including seeking, and through the end of number 1. So my motion is to approve 1, 2, and 3 with that section excluded.
Okay. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second.
Second by Mark Bonino. Going to do a, well.
Can I make a comment on this?
Of course. This is the opportunity for comment.
Now that I understand what it is, I think we should extend. We should not sunset it now. We have fee waivers. I'm sympathetic to the people who cannot afford to file their matters, but we do have fee waivers to do that, and we have the ability to take care of those, at least most of them. With regard to the regular visitors that I have in my court and that many of us have, there's been no complaint about any of these fees. We've taken in Los Angeles over $7 million in complex fees, I believe this year, that is going to go to the benefit of the courts, and I understand statewide it's been $20
million. Thank you, then, Justice Hall.
Am I okay? Can I be heard?
Yes. Of course.
I didn't know if you could hear me.
Oh, yeah, we heard.
We also, this is at this point, this is a revenue source that we have that most of the people, a lot of people are paying, and it's bringing us substantial revenue, and at this point we really don't have anything to replace it with.
Thank you, Judge Elias. Another comment is Justice Hall.
Well, it's more of a question and more of a parliamentary question, but given Judge Tangeman's motion, if we voted, I think the sense around the council is that we would agree with that motion. The point of disagreement has to do with the sunset provision, but if we vote in favor of that motion, which excludes the sunset provision, do we have the authority to go back and entertain a second motion that just approves that language?
So, yes, I understand this as two motions, but there's only one motion before now that has a first and a second. It is items 1 through 3, but not supporting extension of the sunset. So at that motion, you have an opportunity to vote aye or no. If it doesn't pass, we go to the second motion. So hold your powder, and we'll see how it goes with the first motion and the second.
The only problem would be if it does pass, but let's not worry about that yet.
Okay. So I'm going to have Martin do a roll call vote.
Very good.
So just so we're clear, the first motion is items 1, 2, and 3 without advocating for the extension of the sunset. And you know you've heard Judge Elias speak to that. So with a roll call vote, all in favor. Oh, no, have Martin call this.
Judge Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Justice Ashman Gerst?
No.
Ashman Gerst, no. Judge Back?
No.
Back, no. Justice Baxter?
No.
Baxter, no. Mr. Bonino?
Yes.
Bonino, yes. Judge Bramlin?
No.
Bramlin, no. Judge D'Alba?
No.
D'Alba, no. Judge Elias?
No.
Elias, no. Mr. Fox?
No.
Fox, no. Justice Hull?
No.
Hull, no. Ms. Melby?
No.
Melby, no. Justice Miller?
No.
Miller, no. Judge Nadler?
No.
Nadler, no. Ms. Pohl? Judge Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg, no. Rubin? Judge Rubin?
No.
Rubin, no. Judge Stout?
No.
Stout, no. Judge Tangeman?
Yes.
Tangeman, yes. Noes have.
So the second motion, well, there isn't actually a motion yet, but what would naturally be on the floor is if a motion and a second to approve items 1 through 3 as written, which would affirm support for extending the sunset.
I'd so move.
Judge second. Rosenberg, Jim Fox second. I believe this can do a roll call vote. not a roll call vote. I can just call for an open vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 And the opposed?
No.
Two opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Judge So.